The plan called Badger Care Plus Basic is a very limited public option for thousands of adults without kids who earn up to 200% of the federal poverty level. That amounts to just shy of $22,000 a year for a single person. Governor Jim Doyle's administration proposed the program after the state expanded Medicaid to cover childless adults, but quickly ran out of room. Assembly sponsor John Richards of Milwaukee says this insurance plan would be different because it would be paid for exclusively by the people who use it.
This is a limited plan, and it is something that will help people who desperately need help and are not getting it.
Premiums would cost $130 a month, a rate Richards says people can't get in the private market. But Republicans say that's because private insurers have to abide by state mandates for conditions like autism, whereas the state plan would leave those conditions uncovered. Hudson Republican Katie Rhodes says getting involved in the insurance business is a dangerous step for the state.
For 8 years, I have said that the governor's goal here was to step by step take us into government-run health care. And we are going step by step into government-run health care.
The Assembly did pass an amendment that would stop the plan at the end of 2013, which is right before the new federal health care law takes effect. The Doyle administration has said in the past that most of the people on this waiting list will be covered when that happens. The Senate has to agree to the change before it can go to the governor's desk for his signature. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.